Dear listeners, as we immerse ourselves in the spiritual journey of Ramadan, our focus centers on physical acts of worship like fasting, prayer, and charity. However, there's a profound aspect of our being that requires just as much attention, if not more, which is our mind. Today's topic is mindfulness while fasting, being aware of your thoughts and your self-talk. So, mindfulness, in its essence, is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the moment, aware of our thoughts and feelings without distraction or judgment. When contextualized within Islam, mindfulness becomes a mode that we set ourselves in during acts of ibadah. It strengthens the quality of our deeds and indirectly becomes a means to purify our hearts and souls, aligning our thoughts with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our thoughts lay the foundation for our actions. They are the seeds from which our deeds grow, either into beautiful gardens or into unwieldy weeds. Thinking ill of others, harboring negative thoughts about ourselves, or doubting Allah's mercy and wisdom pollutes our hearts. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us through his examples to always assume the best of others, to be kind in our self-reflection, and to have unwavering trust in Allah's plans for all of us. Allah is more forgiving to you and more loving to you than you are to yourself. So we must analyze our internal conversations and review them accordingly today. It's time for us to develop more positive self-talk and greater trust in Allah's infinite mercy. How do we free our minds from negative judgments? Well, judging others not only diminishes the value of our own fast in Ramadan, but it detracts from the communal spirit of Ramadan. This month calls on us to look inwardly, to focus on our spiritual growth rather than wasting our time and energy constantly critiquing those around us. To be honest, social media is not the best place to be if you are genuinely trying to free your mind from negatively judging others, because there is a whole lot of that going around on all platforms. We live in a time where people find it very convenient upon seeing certain headlines or opinions on social media to attack first, to try to understand second, and then to reflect last, and maybe to apologize never. Some of the nasty comments we see online are often based out of anger, out of spite and bitterness. It's a reflection of the state of one's heart. But I would think that it's misplaced anger, you know, like losing sense and rationale completely from the main objective, just spitting out words and curses freely without even giving it thought. I'd like to share with you a hadith on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, which means, "The believer is not a slanderer, nor does he curse others, and nor is he immoral or shameless." So why do we say what we say anyway? And why do we do what we do? Think about it for a minute. Whenever you lash out at somebody or just plainly go all out attack on someone else's post or profile and so on and so forth, are you actually pleased with your comments? Are you proud of the vulgar words you used? Stay clear. Take a break from social media. A mental detox would be good for all of us, don't you think? You may even call it a social media fast. So how can we develop more compassion to others and to ourselves this Ramadan? I'd like to share with you another hadith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, it was said to Allah's Messenger, "Ud'u ala al-mushrikeen," invoke curse upon the polytheists, Ya Rasulullah. And then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Inni lam ub'ath la'anan," I have not been sent as the invoker of curse, "wa innama bu'ithu rahmah," but I have instead been sent as mercy. MashaAllah. So, one other method to help us with this is by fostering an alternative mindset, a mindset of empathy and understanding, which will hold us back from making unnecessary comments. This will not only elevate our own spiritual state, but will also contribute to a more compassionate and loving community. Next, I would like to talk about the importance of self-reflection, because Ramadan offers a unique opportunity for us to look inward and to examine our thoughts, our intentions, and the inner dialogues that shape our perception of the world and ourselves. Self-reflection is a crucial aspect of mindfulness in Islam, encouraging us to scrutinize our thoughts and cleanse them of anything that distances us from Allah. This process of purification actually allows us to approach Allah with a heart that is free of distractions and free from unworthy thoughts, thus enhancing the quality of our worship and our connection with the Divine. This sacred month of Ramadan is akin to a serene, reflective pool in the heart of a bustling marketplace. Amidst the chaos and distractions of daily life, it actually invites us to pause and to gaze into its depths and to behold the reflection of our inner selves. Can you imagine that? So, just as a traveler might use a compass to find their way through unknown lands, Ramadan offers us a spiritual compass to navigate the complex terrain of our souls, urging us to examine our thoughts and our intentions and the inner dialogues that shape our perception of the world and of ourselves. This is where we need to review our self-talk, our conversations with ourselves. In the practice of self-reflection, Islam teaches us the art of mindfulness, reminding us to be present and aware of our inner state. This is not only an exercise in introspection, but actually a profound journey towards purification, similar to the process of refining gold. Just as gold is purified through intense heat to remove all of its impurities, self-reflection allows us to scrutinize our thoughts and cleanse them of anything that keeps us far away from our Creator, Allah. It is a process of identifying the dross of negative thoughts, of harmful habits, and unworthy intentions that tarnish the state of our souls, and systematically removing them to reveal the pure, untainted faith that lies beneath it. Let us consider the words of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who once said, which means, an hour of contemplation is more valuable than a year of worship. This powerful hadith underscores the significance of self-reflection in our spiritual lives. It suggests that the act of deeply pondering our place in the world, our relationship with Allah, and where we choose to direct our hearts can be as transformative as many of the outward acts of worship, like salah and like fasting in this month of Ramadan. It is through this lens of self-introspection that we begin to see the dunya and our place within it. Daily self-reflection, muhasabatun nafs, has the potential to give us greater clarity and purpose. The process of muhasaba during Ramadan is not just about identifying faults, but also about recognizing the potential for growth and renewal within us. It's about asking ourselves how we can better embody the qualities of patience, compassion, and humility in our interactions with others. It's about contemplating how we can extend the spirit of generosity and kindness beyond the month of Ramadan, weaving these virtues into the fabric of our daily lives. So as we approach Allah with hearts that are hopefully more purified through our muhasaba, through our ibadah, inshallah, everything that we do will become more sincere. That's the hope. And our prayers become more heartfelt, and our connection with Allah deepens. The distractions of this dunya will recede as we stand in the presence of Allah with a heart free of unworthy thoughts and distractions, a humble heart, a heart that is fully present and open to receiving Allah's guidance. In this journey, say, O Allah, grant me insight into myself and grant me the ability to rectify myself. Through Muhasaba, we not only enhance the quality of our worship, but also embark on a path of continuous spiritual growth and enlightenment, drawing even closer to Allah and the essence of our true selves. So just as we abstain, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, from food and drink throughout the days this Ramadan, we must also guard our minds against harmful and unruly thoughts and distractions. Inappropriate thoughts not only taint our fast, but can lead to actions that eventually diminish the spiritual rewards of Ramadan completely. Remember, our fast is not just a physical abstention, but a commitment to spiritual purity. The Quran reminds us that indeed, those who fear Allah will be among gardens and rivers, in a seat of honor near a sovereign perfect in ability. This verse urges us to purify our thoughts and intentions in our journey towards wanting to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this Ramadan, how about we challenge ourselves to be more mindful of our every thought that crosses our mind? Let's cultivate a positive internal dialogue, one that is forgiving of ourselves and assumes the best of others. Husnuzan. Let us place our trust in Allah's wisdom, knowing that He is the most merciful and the most kind. By doing so, we not only enrich our own fasting experience, but set ourselves on a path of spiritual growth and enlightenment. So, in closing, mindfulness in Ramadan is about more than just controlling our physical desires. It's about mastering our mental and emotional states, directing them towards Allah's pleasure and His pleasure only. It's about being fully aware and mindful of our acts of worship, engaged in our prayers, and committed to our long-term spiritual growth. Let this be the month we turn our minds and our hearts fully towards the direction of Allah, purifying our thoughts and enriching our souls. Ameen. Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.